When you tell someone to get lost, usually it's an insult, but not for this guy. Welcome to Wayne's World.
And getting lost in the wilderness, boating, camping, fishing style. Wayne from Seasawing Marine, how are you?
Yeah, I'm goody. And goody, that's a funny goody. One, isn't it?
Goody. That's Monday. I do it all the time.
Well, I wasn't goody last week. I really did get lost. Well, actually, my phone got lost, so I'm sorry I missed you last week, but I'm back again.
That's all right. I've been stood up before. It'll happen again, I'm sure. But no, I'm really glad that we are able to speak, because you've got just an awesome yarn about a bit of a Greystown local legend. Talk to me about Dick Gray.
Okay, well, I'll put it in perspective first, okay? So I'm doing a skipper's ticket course a couple of weeks ago for a bunch of young lads. So there's a quick shout-out to Nick, Cam, Andy and Nash that did their skipper's ticket as a group. All right, so it was a pretty bad day, and the day before was worse. So the day before, it's raining, it's windy, and I'm saying to my clients, hey, listen, there's two really good things about a crappy day for doing a skipper's ticket. One is there's no other idiot on the water, and two, you really earn your skipper's ticket in bad weather. And so we're launching the boat, we're at the jetty, and one of my clients goes, hey, mate, he said there'd be no idiot on the water. He said, who's that idiot over there launching his boat? And I went, looked across, and I said, that isn't an idiot. That is Dick Gray, in his 70s, I reckon Dick is, teaching his grandson how to drive his boat because he knows he's in my class tomorrow. And so anyway, and then it brings out the story. So Dick ran a cray boat out of Greystown for many years, about a 60-footer, and so many stories. But the first thing I'll say about Dick is Dick doesn't speak a lot. He's not quite like you and me. You know, we can talk the leg off a chair. But when Dick says something, you listen, if you know what I mean.
I know those people. They're good people to have around. They keep you in check.
So we used to chat a lot, you know, just casually at the boat ramp and whatnot. And we were just starting to get used to getting internet research and read when the swells were coming. And I'd seen him the afternoon before and said, excuse me, I said, oh, Dick, there's a bit of swell coming tomorrow, mate, you know. And he goes, you know, oh, yeah, sort of. So what? You know, Dick goes out every day in the dark. So the next morning I'm out surfing Big North Point at dawn. He's already gone out to sea. I get washed in by a huge set. It's closing out for those that know Greystown. Next minute, you see this 60-footer running backwards and forwards behind the swells, trying to find a way to pick his way back in. And then it was just like the parting of the Red Sea. Like, surfers just disappear everywhere, because once he's picked his spot, like, he's committed. So you just hear this 60-foot diesel engine going, he sits on the back of a 10-foot closeout wave. He sits on the back of it just perfectly. The wave in front of him closes out. The wave behind him closes out. But because he's on the back of the wave, he makes it through the channel, comes in, puts his boat on his mooring, and then he's got to get his dinghy onto the boat ramp, right? And he's got a deckhand back those days. I think his name was Westy. So I'm waiting at the boat ramp going, oh, how's that, you know? And they turn up. They can't even put the dinghy on the trailer because his whole vehicle would just get submerged in the water. So they hook a rope onto that and they just drag it up the concrete boat ramp, you know, put it on the trailer. And I walk over and go, Dick, how you going? He just goes, Wayne, how did you know that swell was coming? I said, oh, there's new internet sites, Dick. You know, they show you that stuff. He goes, oh, he said, you'll have to come to my place next week. So he buys a computer. We set it all up. And we get it all happening. And so he doesn't lose, you know, something like 50 cray pots on a massive swell day. And then, you know, a couple of months later, you just meet him at the jetty again and he just gives me a bit of paper. Here you go, Wayne. I go, what's that, Dick? He goes, oh, just a couple of waypoints might be of some use to you. So